Behold, 1 John 3:1. Behold, look, what manner of love. Have you ever thought about it? What manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called who? The sons of God. What manner of love? Love that changed you from nothing to something. What manner of love? The love that changed you from failure to success. The love that changed you from being intimidated and weak and into being confident and courageous. Hallelujah. Behold, what manner of love. Love that changed you from a sinner to a saint. From an ain't to a saint. To a nobody to a somebody. From a sinner to a son. From wickedness to righteousness. What manner of love that God would call you sons? What manner of love has he bestowed upon you that he not only called you sons, but he made you his son? His sons, his daughters, his children. What manner of love that you became an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus? That everything God own, everything that he has, everything he is you are joined there with him. Woo. What manner of love? What manner of love? What manner of love? How long will you cheat yourself and cheat other people around you? Just dive into that love and say, I'm loved. God loves me. I'm going to walk in this. I'm going to walk in the light of it. I'm going to walk in love. His love is poured in my heart. And I'm getting rid of anything that try to show up and tell me something else. The slightest little thing, I'm on it. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow my mind. I'm not going to allow my flesh. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow Satan to talk to me. I'm not going to do it. I'm on it. Why? Because God loved me. And he cannot lie. So what manner of love that he has bestowed on you and me that we should be called. And we have inherit all that all that he is. We are his inheritance. And we have been brought into the kingdom of God. And he promised and he said to you, to me, to us, I'm your father. Hallelujah. Huh? I said he said to us, you and me, that God is your father. Listen to this scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to this. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you can go ahead and put up. It's verse, I want to start at verse 14. Listen to this. I'm going to read it from the King James. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Don't live like them. Don't act like them. Don't yoke up with them. Be ye not unequally yoked together with who? Unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Have you ever seen light and darkness as communion? Light says, I'm going to shine a little while, be in dark, and you come back a little while. And I'm going to shine a little while, and you come back a little while. We're just going to fellowship. No, you turn the switch on, and light come on dark, and get out of there in a hurry. I mean, at the snap of the finger, it's gone. Don't even suggest, you think I should go? No, you turn the light on, just like that. The minute the light came on, darkness gone. Where'd it go? I don't know. Gone. So, what communion has light with darkness? All right? Keep going. And what concord has Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with who? An infidel. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? What agreement? For ye are who? Temple of the living God. God called you son because he poured himself in your spirit and your body became God's temple. And ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said. As God has said. Who? I didn't say it. Jimmy didn't say this. As God has said. As God has said. Satan didn't say it. Some other preacher didn't say it. Hallelujah. As God has said, I will dwell in them. He didn't say I'll come visit them. Come on. If God is dwelling in you, who is dwelling in you then? L-O-V-E. Love is dwelling in you. Love is walking in you. And God said, I will be their God. And they shall be my people. They shall be my people. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God